And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Michael Savage Podcast. Let's see what's new in Biden's insane world, both local, national, and international. Let me begin on michaelsavage.com, which is my own website. So we'll begin with some of the stories that made it to the site, posted by Karen and others. The minority crime wave continues in major cities, unabated. Attacker pummels 60-year-old woman in NYC subway 50 times over 2 minutes with her own cane in shocking caught-on-video beating. Meanwhile, the former NYPD mayor does nothing but see himself fitted for a new $10,000 sport jacket.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. New York Times wakes up to corruption in Ukraine as officials admit military contract money vanished. Here's a real beauty for you. Nuclear war is the inevitable conclusion of the Ukrainian invasion, warns Russian general who wrote the nation's war Bible. Birmingham Mosque has Birmingham, England Mosque has £2 million government grant suspended over shocking Islamist sermons, meaning overthrow England, kill the whites, take over the country. And I'm still banned in Britain, but these vermin are invited in. It's a world upside down. Africa climate summit hears calls for carbon tax on world's richest nations. Again, John Kerry the gangster. Nothing new about that. All right, here's a light one. I mean, it's light for me, maybe not for you. It's early in the morning. Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona, is forced to turn back after passengers suffered horrific bout of diarrhea that pilots said affected all the way through the plane. Oh, boy, that's a beauty. Come fly with me. The friendly skies, huh? AFL-CIO leader backs Biden's wage-cutting migration drive, but they don't work. What are they bringing there for? The media is finally waking up to the sham stats behind Biden's economy boast. Biden is a pathological liar. He cannot tell the truth. He doesn't know the truth. He's lived in a lie. He is a lie. He's a living lie. He's a living lawn chair. Russia's General Armageddon, Sergei Sorovikin, appears to be seen in public for first time since Wagner mutiny. Okay, where is the money? Military graft becomes a headache for Ukraine. Gold Star families force Biden to face his failure in the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, disgrace to the nation. Saying Joe Biden is a disgrace to the nation is like saying it's raining in Spain and the rain falls down the drain in the rainy season. All right, let's go to the next story. What website do you want me to go to? Let's go to BreitbartNews.com. I love the site. First story, exclusive, Breitbart EIC teams with GAI for explosive investigation into Biden corruption. Yeah, well, I'd like to see something happen already. Marlowe's Breaking Biden set to hit shelves. Book uncovers new details. Okay, it's probably a good book. New York Times bestselling author Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief, reveals new breathtaking details about Biden family corruption. I'm sure it's true. Now let's see what happens with this government that we have. Over 40 shot during Labor weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's Chicago. Okay, that's a ho-hum. Climate reparations. Texas AG Ken Paxton's impeachment trial begins. Arizona border sector becomes deadliest crossing point for migrants. Okay, what else? You know, there's nothing here. It's after Labor Day. It's what else is in the news? Jill Biden tests positive for coronavirus a second time. Our prayers go to Jill Biden. She's the one running the country anyway. We pray she survives. India's government uses nation's ancient name, Bharat, an invitation to G20 guests. Okay. Biden to add even more foreigners for workforce. What else is new? Jimmy Buffett donated 2 aircrafts to USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. Good for him. Woody Allen declares cancel culture silly. A lot of good that's going to do. See, there's nothing. It's like a filler. It's like Phyllis. There's nothing here. Let's go to something juicier. Let's go to the... I think I may have to get a cup of coffee. Drudge Report. Jill Biden, COVID. An attack on Trump. Co-defendants turn on Don. Well, I predicted that. My lawyer, Dan, told me that by indicting all of these people who shouldn't have been indicted to begin with, they were going to try to get a weak one to turn on Trump and make stuff up. It's a standard tactic for gangster lawyers and gangster prosecutors. What's the story? Could 14th Amendment keep off ballot? Of course not. What's the 14th Amendment? Why don't they use it on Biden? Oh, I see. They argued that under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, Trump is ineligible for the presidency because he took the oath of office and subsequently engaged in insurrection or rebellion or gave aid to comfort the enemies during... That's nonsense. He did not engage in insurrection or rebellion. Absolutely not. Some scholars, they're scholars like my turd is a scholar. Some liberal groups, they're liberal groups like my dog's waste product is a liberal group. These are vermin. These are communist filth. This is garbage that should be deported. Some nonprofit groups, including Free Speech for People and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, these are front groups for the communist front to get states to push Trump off the ballot. There's no such thing as Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It hasn't been used. It will not be used now. Of course, this is a trumped-up charge because they know he's going to win if he survives to that point, by the way. Okay, thank you, Drudge Report. Next case, bashing Trump. Goldman cuts recession chances to just 15%. Burning Man exodus begins. Burning Man? A bunch of drug-addicted sex maniacs stuck in the mud, rolling in the mud like pigs. Saudi extends oil production cut until end of year. Oil production cut. Venice raves for Woody Allen's new film, Coup de Chance. I like Woody Allen's movies. I think he's a great filmmaker. All right, let's move to the worst website in the world, SF Gate. Used to be reasonable. Now it's nothing. It's Nancy Pelosi and Willie Brown's newspaper. Locals worry as 45,000 home development nears approval in Central California. What are they worried about? What now? U.S. Open fan ejected after the most famous Hitler phrase is uttered, I'm not interested. Inside the 80-acre nudist club hidden in the East Bay Hills, anything that's to do with the human body that's perverted or dirty makes it to the SF Gate. how a rave on a Bay Area battleship almost crashed and burned. I'm not interested. Oh, my God. These people founded their own micronation in Nevada and are dictators? Not interested. Californians can carry driver's license on phone and pilot program. I covered that yesterday. That's to make sure illegal aliens can vote in the next phony election. Next case. Show us a pizza restaurant owned by a lesbian couple. There's nothing. I guess it's after Labor Day. These celebs walked miles in the mud to leave Burning Man 2023. Let them go to hell, all of them. What kind of celebrity goes to Burning Man but a moron? A filth, an idiot. Who goes to Burning Man? Nothing. See, zero. It's after Labor Day. Nothing. Now they attack Tesla, of course. Right. Now they're attack anything to attack Musk or Tesla, they're happy to do. They want to destroy him because he, I guess, doesn't go along with the program. The Rolling Stones will release their first studio album in 18 years. I guess that's as exciting as Mitch McConnell's next face freeze. Ex-Proud Boys organizer gets 17 years in January 6 riot case for throwing over a fence. He knocked over a portable gate, and he got 17 years while Antifa burned half of cities down, and they got nothing because the communists are running America. McConnell medically cleared a due job attending physician says. His physician belongs in a mental hospital.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
See, there's no news right now. I'll go to the next newspaper, New York Post, with you. Speech and see hate? Fan booted from U.S. Open for allegedly yelling most famous Hitler phrase. Germany's Alexander Zverev claimed the man said the most famous Hitler phrase. I'm sick of this already. The minority crime wave is doing more damage right now than all of the schmuck right-wingers raising their hand in a Hitler salute. Trump spotted an NYC on Labor Day waves at camera during rare visit. Good for him. Oh, boy. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Again, Burning Man? Another filthy hippie with a dirty dress wading through the mud? She loves the mud. She's a pig. Meanwhile, they found one dead one. They're all dead. The whole thing is like Grateful Dead people. Who goes to these things? Burning Man. Tempers flare among the thousands scrambling to leave an epic mass exodus. Maybe these morons will stop going to the mud next time. This is Mother Nature cleansing the desert. See, the good news here is that the rain came and the desert got its long-needed rain. Just because a bunch of stupid, drug-addicted ex-hippies are laying in the mud doesn't mean nature was wrong. Delta flight forced into emergency landing by passengers' diarrhea. I covered that already. That must have been disgusting. I mean, when you think of it, I don't want to do scatological jokes. Diarrhea all the way through the plane. That's disgusting. They had a biohazard issue? What do you mean they had a diarrhea all the way through? I got to read this now. Transferred to another flight, made it to Barcelona. Wonder what he ate. It is not known the passenger who had the digestive problem was aboard the plane when it touched down in Spain. That must have been a real treat. What did he do? I can't even imagine. Okay, well, I really don't want to look into this. This is just below me. There's nothing else to talk about. I can go to a serious website. Armed Georgia teen, that's a code word for a black male. Armed Georgia teen is now code word for violent black male. fatally shot by cops after killing canine officer during 8-hour manhunt. She shot a dog. To me, the dog is worth more than the people who do things like this. Look at this poor dog. He had shot and killed Clayton County Police Department canine Waro. It's sad, these dogs. They send them into these animals. You heard me. Homeless destroy hotel in Wyoming City. They put homeless vermin into a motel, and they leave 500 pounds of feces on the streets? No kidding. What do you expect from people who belong in a mental hospital? 200 homeless people in Casper, Wyoming, who have been creating a mess throughout the streets and parks, as well as a closed motel where squatters left millions of property damage. Let's forget this for 1 minute. These are not homeless people. These are subhumans at this point. People who live like this are not human. Listen to what the word subhuman means. They're living in a subhuman manner. When you crap on the floor, when you defecate here, you defecate there, when you trash a room given to you for free by taxpayers, you are no longer a human being. You're a subhuman being, and I don't care what the ACLU says. Round them up, put them into barracks housing hundreds of miles from any city, and keep them there. And those who cannot comply, deport them to Putin's Russia, where they'll be put into a Siberian prison. That's the end of the homeless problem. And by the way, put Marvin from the ACLU in there with them. Can you believe this? What country can survive this type of insanity? Tell me what country can survive this. We're not surviving it. We won't survive this. I have a solution, but I'm only a talk show host. Jerusalem Post, go to the last website now. Jack Lew, U.S. ex-Treasury Secretary, nominated to be U.S. Ambassador to Israel. He served under Obama. That means he's a scam artist, in my opinion. Jack Lew, nominated to be U.S. Ambassador. In other words, there for money laundering, in my opinion. New York Times op-ed, the Hebrew language symbolizes far-right Israeli militarism. So they want the language eliminated? It's unbelievable. They let Africans in from Eritrea who rioted. Duh. Bring in more Africans to Israel. See if there's a country left in 5 years. So Israel's gone. Israeli citizens caught smuggling explosives from Jordan for Islamic Jihad. Oh, boy. Oh, here's a good one. Elon Musk vows defamation lawsuit against ADL. The ADL is a hate group, by the way. Let's see what this is about. After days of rising tensions between Elon Musk and the ADL, the enmity between the two seems to have reached a new height. The ADL is a hate group. So Elon Musk is suing them for defamation. Musk had promoted a hashtag launched by Irish white nationalist and self-described raging anti-Semite Keith Woods. What is this? What is this? Elon Musk, the ADL, because they are so aggressive in their demands to ban social media accounts for even minor infractions, are ironically the biggest generators of anti-Semitism on this platform. Woods hashtag ban the ADL, calls to ban the ADL from X. So Musk said, to clear our platform's name on the matter of anti-Semitism, it looks like we have no choice but to file a defamation lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League. Oh, the irony, unquote, says Musk. You know, I did a whole podcast about the crucifixion of Jesus. I tried to tell you this before. There was a ruling board of rabbis, like 72 number, called the Sanhedrin, the ruling body of rabbis in Jesus' time. When they voted whether or not to crucify Jesus, the majority voted to crucify Jesus, but there was a minority of Jews who voted to not crucify Jesus. As 100% Jewish myself, I would have been those who said, do not crucify Jesus. In my estimation, the ADL are the type that did crucify Jesus. Now, they can sue me if they want. Okay, I don't really care. Several hours earlier, Musk had said, to be super clear, I'm pro-free speech, but against anti-Semitism of any kind. So what are they angry at him for? I see. Musk shared an article from August of this year from Tablet, an online Jewish magazine. The article castigated the ADL and other prominent Jewish organizations, such as the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, for making an ally out of black American leader Al Sharpton, despite his apparent history of anti-Semitism. So that's 100% true. Sharpton was involved in anti-Jewish riots in Crown Heights in 1991. The article lambasts Sharpton, labeling him as America's only living pogrom leader. He is. It's 100% true. So the Tablet is a conservative Jewish organization that condemns the ADL. I don't even want to get involved with this, even though I am already. The article notes that Shamir was shocked that American scholars Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer have been labeled as anti-Semites for suggesting that the influence of pro-Israel lobbyists, the ADL prominent among them, is good for neither Israel nor the United States. 100% true. 100% true. I'm not interested in this article, actually. I hope you aren't either. I'm sorry. Let me go to the last website here. I won't even name it. I don't name Newsmax anymore. Trump, you know, Newsmax has become Trump Max, which is okay. It's basically Trump's website. That's why I'm no longer with it. I mean, I like Trump, and if he runs, I'll vote for him, but I still think DeSantis could save America, and Trump can't. You want me to be clear about this and why, finally and again? What they're doing to Trump is a crime against humanity. Let me be clear. What they are doing to Trump is a crime against humanity. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in American history. However, if Trump should run, and if he should win, and I don't think he can, because he has become toxic to the very important independent voter. I'll repeat it again. I know you don't want to hear it. The independents have decided elections for a very long time. The independent voters are very nervous about Donald Trump. They will not vote for Biden or any other vermin on the liberal side at all. But they're not going to vote for Trump. They don't like him. He's also toxic because of his personality. I'm sorry to tell you that. We do know that the states are trying to use the 14th Amendment to disqualify him from the 24 ballot, to steal the election from him and give it to the human lawn chair, the human disaster, Joe Biden. But I want to be very clear. DeSantis is fresh. DeSantis runs a great state of Florida. He's loved even by Democrats in Florida. DeSantis looks great in his Navy whites. He was a Navy SEAL lawyer. He looks great in that. And I've told his campaign, why don't you emphasize his military career? Why are you hiding it? They don't listen to me anyway. That's why he's in shambles. He's got a beautiful wife. Everyone loves his wife in Florida. Even Democrats love his wife. He'd be a beautiful candidate. So he's a moderate Republican. Is that better than no Republican? Because that's what you're going to get. If you want Biden again, keep it up. Okay, I've just said it. And I'm 100% against what they're doing to Trump. If he's on the ballot, I will vote for him. Did I spell it out clear enough? It's that simple. Okay, there's nothing else in the news. I think I've given it all. I hope you've enjoyed this. There's not much out there. Can I end on a positive note? Let me end on a positive note. Well, is there anything positive to end on? I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to end on a positive note. I can't end my podcast this way. It's depressing. So over the weekend, I did a live YouTube piece called God Talk. I do them on Saturdays or Sundays, basically Sundays. And this one was a good one called God Labors Every Day, my Labor Day sermon. The week before I did God Talk, how was the world created? The week before I did God Talk, God is the bow, we are his arrows. I did three God Talks now. And but here's something interesting, is my publisher of my book, it's a great book coming out in November, and you should buy it now. It's called The Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. It's moving up on Amazon. We're not pushing it heavily yet. But the publisher who picked the book up, snapped the book up as soon as Newsmax dropped it. I worked for 2 years and Newsmax dropped it to punish me for one word that I said on their network. It's a long story, which I haven't told yet. One day I'll do a whole podcast on the Newsmax debacle. I'm not ready yet. So this publisher snapped it up. And he publishes some big people. I mean, you know, Bombardier Books publishes people that I don't even care for, like Dan Bongino, but he's got a very big audience. And others. I mean, he's done some very big books. I'm in very good company. So the fact is that he loves my God and religion podcasts. It turns out there's around 12 or 13 of them over the years. And we may package them into a new God, Faith, and Reason Volume 2 book for those of you who made that a bestseller. You know, the clock is ticking. The sand is running out on the old sand thing. There's only so much I can and want to do. And the fact is that God is where I'm going. God is where I'm going because God is where I came from. It's that simple. And thank you for listening. God bless America.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Welcome to the Michael Savage Podcast. Here's some advice for you. America is not dying. It's being assassinated. You heard me right. Now, you know, that was the opening to one of my books a number of years ago, which is Rome Did Not Die, It Was Assassinated. That was written by a French historian. But the plot to destroy America is clear right before our eyes. Anyone who is not drugged out of their mind or mentally deficient can see that the American left, with their front man, the lawn chair of Biden, is actually assassinating everything about America that is dear to freedom-loving Americans. They're assassinating our borders. They're assassinating our language. They're assassinating our culture. They flooded America with 6 million illegal aliens, most of whom do not work. They're living on welfare. They're living in hotels. Now, how is this possible? How is this even possible? What happened to a government that was supposed to protect the people from crime in cities, when in fact they're protecting the criminals? You know all of this, right? Now, look, I'm not Nostradamus, nor do I pretend to be Nostradamus. But the fact is that I'm a reasonably cognizant, intelligent, conscious observer of the times. And that is why I have such a significant following, both here on the podcasts and on social media. No, it's not in the millions like those who bare their breasts or hate America or show their penises or behinds. But it's significant in terms of the quality of people. So let's begin by looking at the news today. We'll go to michaelsavage.com. Few headlines that made it to my site. Where is the money? Military graft becomes a headache for Ukraine. Oh, we just discovered that the most corrupt nation in Europe or near Europe has stolen much of the money that Biden sent them without any congressional approval. Chinese spies gain access to U.S. military bases by posing as tourists, report says. No kidding. I reported on this 20 years ago. I told you during Fleet Week here in San Francisco, I went aboard some of the great warships we have, and there were little Chinese spies running around with cameras being ushered into every avenue of that ship, of those warships. I shook my head. I said, why are they taking a woman from China with a camera into the most intimate back rooms, back areas of our warships? This was long ago, long before Biden. Wall Street Journal poll finds Donald Trump dead even with President Biden. That means Trump's ahead by 40 points. You know, I was thinking about Trump this morning. I didn't want to talk about him because it's become too much. I'll make it simple. Trump has become a Christ-like figure to tens of millions of Americans. Tens of millions of Americans see Trump as a Christ-like figure. And the more the Philistines under Joe Biden, who is the Antichrist, and the illegitimate assassins of America continue to crucify Trump, the bigger his following grows. People can see right through this. Squatters take over Wyoming City. Vagrants leave millions of dollars worth of damage to motel and 500 pounds of human feces in downtown area. Thank you, Joe. Video, we fight back. California shopkeepers chase off suspected thief. These are Hispanic men with sticks beating off another minority who walked into their jewelry store and tried to break the cases open and steal what was theirs. TikTok star, whatever that means, an English language teacher, Luke someone, with 2 million followers is arrested for having sex with a minor he infected with STDs while working at private Christian schools in Bangkok. Uh-huh. Bangkok. Okay. I rest my case. France's public schools will enforce dress code banning Islamic dress. Oh, they're waking up to the fact that Brigitte Bardot was correct 20 years ago when she said the Muslims were going to destroy France, their culture. Right. Recovering heroin addict RFK Jr., I'm not a fan of his, by the way. I think he's a deep plant. Wants the billions sent to Ukraine to be invested in healing farms for Americans struggling with depression and addiction. That's a bunch of crap. Stop with the healing farms struggling with depression and addiction. You know, give it up already with the big care, big government, more big government from RFK Jr. All right, let's go to the next website. Let's go to BreitbartNews.com. Headline, Ukraine corruption crisis deepens. No kidding. Military contract money vanishes. And the comedian turned into Winston Churchill by the vermin in the American media named Zelensky threw his defense minister out, and guess who he replaced him with? Well, someone had to take the fall for their offensive that didn't go anywhere, sadly. Tens of thousands or more Ukrainian men are being mashed up into fertilizer. And the military funds have been stolen, but Biden keeps printing money, along with people like McCall on the Republican side, Moonshine Mitch, and the others raking it in. What else? Spying fears after Chinese nationals caught entering U.S. sites 100 times. I already reported on that. What else is in the news? Bidenomics isn't working. Majority Americans say economy bad and getting worse. Oh, they need to read a report on that? The only good news was that Burning Man, where a bunch of hippie drug-addicted scumbags go to the desert to fornicate like rats in the desert, got washed out by a storm, and the desert turned to mud. Now, of course, that's a good thing, because it shows you that Mother Nature likes to replenish itself with water every once in a while, and that a bunch of hippie drug-addicted sex maniacs go to lay in the mud like rats, got washed out in a thing called Burning Man. Okay. Netanyahu suggests deporting. You see what's going on in Israel? Migrants who rioted, they brought him in from Africa. The left in Israel is trying to throw Netanyahu out, brought in a large number of Africans from Eritrea who rioted in Tel Aviv and try to burn the city down in areas. Some of the migrants claim they're seeking asylum in Israel. They're just there illegally without legitimate claims of asylum. And already they're doing what they're known for in Africa, which is rioting and pillaging. So Netanyahu announced that he and a team of ministers would look into possibly deporting Eritrean migrants. Yeah, good luck with the leftist government in Israel and the leftist press and the leftist judges, right? Israel, you may not know, has struggled in recent decades with illegal immigration, leading it to build secure fences along its border with Egypt. So Israel, who could defeat Arab armies, cannot defeat the left in Israel and the left in America, who is flooding it with third worlders. That's all. Okay, we'll go to the next website. And I'm giving you world news as I see it. What's this house of cards? Biden mocks great real estate developer Trump, who didn't build a damn thing at Labor Day rally. What? Trump built a lot of things. Biden's built nothing but lies. Biden is a sick, pathological liar. The man built a real estate dynasty. And Biden's calling himself the U.S.'s infrastructure king? Have you seen one thing that Biden has built other than a house of cards and a house of corruption? We're living through the craziest times. What else is in the news? The New York Post is getting worse by the day. Smash Mouth singer dead. Like I care about a junkie singer? Why do they resuscitate these pornographic rock stars and make believe we care about them. Grinning 15-year-old Florida boy, they're calling a minority, an African-American, a boy? Grinning 15-year-old Florida boy arrested in drive-by shooting that killed teen and girl six. At this point, we expect it, don't we? Isn't that what we expect from our most prized minority? DeSantis, who I support greatly, I think he's a really fine man, pummels critics for pinning Hurricane Idalia on climate change. It had nothing to do with climate change. Florida gets hurricanes this time of year. Biden says Delaware Beach House visit isn't vacation. I can't go home. A liar through and through. Vaping can shrink testicles, cause sperm counts to plummet. New research. No kidding.
Savage.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
What else is in the news? I can't even read this anymore. I'm sick of it already. Women sent to prison after statistically torturing friend's pet parrot to death. Two militant lesbians tortured a friend's parrot to death, and I'm shocked. Who do you think manned the concentration camps? What's this? Group of bandits break into 13 homes, steal luxury cars in NYC. Out of control. How could this Adams still be in office? New York neighborhood swiping 10 luxury cars in Queens and Brooklyn. Porsche, Mercedes, Range Rover, and other high-end vehicles. Gang. Strike in the early morning hours when the homeowners were asleep. Oh, look, they're minorities. Oh, my God. I would have thought that they would have been Catholic priests. Look at that. They're our pet minority. I mean, our favorite minority. I mean, our untouchable minority. How did this happen when one drug-addicted black man was killed by one cop? How did this crime wave happen? Thieves stole a Mercedes and a BMW from a home near Coleridge Street in Brooklyn. Meanwhile, at the same time, the great Italian white neighborhoods, a neighborhood in Staten Island, is being overrun by illegal vermin, parasites, leeches, do-nothings into an abandoned Catholic school in the heart of a Republican district in Staten Island by the gangster regime under Adams. And of course, the Staten Island Italians tried to stop it. My good friends in Staten Island, led by others, including John Tobacco, try to protest. But as you well know, when you have a gangster regime running a city or a nation, protests mean nothing unless they organize the protests to overturn elections or fight people who want peace and quiet and such in their neighborhood. Here's another great story from Murdoch's New York Post. Priscilla Presley denies having sex with Elvis when she was 14. Great. Thank you, Rupert. Look, it worked in Australia. Bro just taught me how to rob a car. Viral video shows man opening car window with plunger. Another minority with a do-rag on. Armed Georgia teen fatally shot by cops after killing canine officer during 8-hour manhunt. Another minority. I'm sick of it. Let me read my horoscope. I'm really getting nauseous. You know, I'm actually getting sick from the news. Aries, daily horoscope. Keep in mind this week that there's always a reason for what's going on in the world. The events of your life and the lives of everyone around you are part of a greater design, one that will become more visible over the next week. All right, right, sure. Then I read, you know, family and friends horoscopes. Blah, blah, blah. All right, let's move to the next website. I'm already sick from it. There's nothing left. All right, turn to the Drudge Report. 13 minutes into this garbage. Headline, Drudge Report. Military graft becomes headache for Ukraine. Where is the money? Zelensky swaps out war minister. The comedian puts in an investment banker to hide the money now. Kiev yet to break through Putin defenses. I told you that 4 weeks ago when I did podcast with the great Colonel McGregor, but you didn't believe me. Instead, we have the Biden crime syndicate sending more money to Ukraine. Okay. Chinese gate crashes at U.S. bases spark espionage concerns. We covered that. Okay. Woody Allen, rapturous reception at Venice. I think Woody Allen's a great filmmaker. I don't know why they hate him. I actually don't understand it. Considers retirement after latest film? Every film is his retirement film. Speaking of retirement films, I have a new book coming out. I know you're saying I said it was my last book. I have not published a book in 3 years, so I have a new book coming out. It's on Amazon called A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. It's a great book, and it was supposed to have been published by Newsmax, but they canceled me after 2 years of work. They canceled the book. You heard me. Suppressed my voice on Newsmax. Suppressed my book, and I got the rights back, and it was picked up by Bombardier Books. Great people, Anthony Zaccardi. He publishes some good people. People I don't even like Bongino, published by him, other people. So he's a good guy, good publisher, and he loves my work. A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. You can get on the list to get it right now. And I suggest yes, because it will be my last political book. Highly likely it will be my last political book. I hope to publish some of my fiction. Maybe I'm going to do a God book, another God book. But this is my last political book because there's no need for any other books beyond this. Inside the Plot to Destroy America, A Savage Republic, A Warning to All Freedom-Loving Americans, on Amazon. Or buy it in a bookstore when it's ready, or BarnesandNoble.com. It won't be out till Thanksgiving. That's okay. That'll come around fast enough. Pre-order now on Amazon.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
Let's go to one more website. Oh, I don't know which one to go to. I did Drudge Report already. I did. Who's next? Oh, let me go to the worst website in the history of the world, SF Gate. You know, I used to like it because it's a local website. It's become unreadable. Joe Montana sues SF alleging toxic fecal matter in home. That's from sewers overflowing in the Marina District. Now what? Californians can carry driver's license on phone in pilot program. That's to make sure that more illegal aliens, more leeches, and welfare bums can have a California driver's license. That's all. Hawaiians demand German museum return Lahaina deity statue. That'll really going to help them. They'll return Hawaii to the Hawaiians before doing that. What's next in the news? Nothing. Yes, nothing. Point Reyes is packed on weekends, but not on this gorgeous hike. I never go there on a weekend. You got to be insane. Unofficial Burning Man revelers set effigy ablaze at SF. If you don't see the Bible come to life with Burning Man, if they're not idol worshippers, what are they? They're idol worshippers. They're the Philistines of our time. Comedian Chris Rock says toilets at Burning Man can't be cleaned or emptied. I mean, look at this. Burning Man, Burning Man, Burning Man, Burning Man. Okay, that's enough with SF Gate. 70,000 still stranded. Let them get stranded there in a desert in the mud. They're like pigs anyway. Let them all roll in the mud. Ex-Proud Boys organizer gets 17 years in January 6th riot case because he threw a fence over. If you don't see what is going on, McConnell medically cleared a new job. Attending physician says they should put the attending physician in prison for giving McConnell a clearance to go back to work. The man's shot. He's gone. Doesn't know where he is. Oh, my God. There's nothing else to talk about other than food and God. Well, is there another website I could go to at this point? We did them all. We did Savage Nation. We did Breitbart. I'll go to the Jerusalem Post and hold my nose. I used to enjoy it. It's anti-Netanyahu every day. It's actually anti-Israel every day, the Jerusalem Post. It may as well be run by George Soros, the Jerusalem Post. Maybe he does run it. Could tense Israel-Ukraine relations cause a humanitarian crisis? What the hell is that about? First Chabad rabbi dispatched to Ukraine since start of Russia-Ukraine war. The Chabad people are good. They're basically pious missionaries. Do I believe everything they say? Absolutely not. I'm not a pious man. I don't believe in all of the teachings. But they do carry the remnant of Jewishness around the world, and for that they're great people. They marry women, men marry women, and they actually have children together, lots of children. Interesting, isn't it? Nothing else to look at here. USA Today, a nun site. Here again, here USA Today, look at the headline. Clear skies to aid Burning Man exodus after thousands stranded in mud. You hear? New polls find voters aren't impressed with Biden's record on the economy. This is the USA Today. Unbelievable. Burning Man actually is the right headline for a picture of Joe Biden. Jimmy Buffett died from a rare skin condition. What is Merkel cell skin cancer? Horrible death. Just a horrible death. Skin cancer, you know, metastasized in his body. The musician kept performing while undergoing treatment for skin cancer. I just had them removed again from my head. I had an actual melanoma removed six weeks ago from my back. I don't know where it came from. A melanoma? No, not one of the little skin cancer things on the head, which I had four removed the other day. My head is scarred, which is why I don't want to do any YouTubes right now. Undergoing treatment for skin cancer. Terrible death. Forced to kill. 76-year-old passed away peacefully. Yeah, we don't know how he passed away peacefully. That's PR. Surrounded by his family, friends, music, and dogs. That's PR. No one passes away peacefully. Merkel cell skin cancer, rare carcinoma, which malignant, meaning cancerous cells from the form in the skin. These cells are very close to the nerve ending and receive the sensation of touch. It's awful. It's really known as neuroendocrine carcinoma of the skin or trabecular cancer. That's when they grow out of control. Starts most often where skin is exposed. Head, neck, arms, legs, and trunk. It can metastasize. I got to go eat breakfast. I can't take this anymore. It's spread rapidly, and it's from sunlight. We all know that. Tanning bed, sunlight. That's all. And we know to stay out of the sun. And yet you see idiots driving around with their convertible tops down. The top down, basking in the sun. Or the schmucks, they show people like the Kardashian vermin. The worst pox to ever hit the planet was the Kardashian family. They show them soaking up the sun on a yacht in the Med or the Caribbean. Douchebags. I'd rather look at a jar of sour apple cider vinegar than Kim Kardashian.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.